everything, amen. We found everything. Seemed like to me the church and the Lord's Day are put on hold, amen. And it's a and we serve it for convenience sake. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, if I have time, I'll make it. If I can't find anything else to do, I'll come. We done put the Lord's Day and made it just a convenient day. Oh, if the sun is shining. Oh, dear Christian, I'm just a preacher this morning. He said, weep not for me. Can you imagine? He was broken, amen, but he was sending a message to his people, amen, and to those women. Women, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. Weep not for me. Certainly, man, somebody was weeping for him. Why? Because they were in love with him, and his Savior was getting ready to go to a cross and die, amen, and they were going to miss him, and there was some sorrow on the inside. But friend, what about the sorrow today for the conditions, amen, of these things I've been talking about? Condition of the marriage, condition of the home, condition of the church, amen, condition of our country. When our country can stand up and wink at two women marrying, amen, and then can put on national television, I forget this degenerate girl they talk about all the time, but man, she made her a hit star, amen. And some of us watch that junk. That's what I'm talking about. Our nation that forget God, God will judge. We got to pray for our country. Preacher, would you go on? I got to my last point. Man, I forgot. Yeah, I mentioned a couple more things about our nation. What about, and this is prevalent today, what about little boys and girls in sex trafficking? What about little boys and girls being molested by their own father or by their own girl's boyfriend? And vice versa. Yeah, women molest kids too. And their minds are traumatized. Oh, in our nation this morning. And I don't know about you, but I heard something on the news the other day. You heard about the lady, you're probably not, I don't know, don't go this far, man. I mean, what came to my mind was in the old days they had this prod, they prod cows, amen, to get them moving. And you probably see on the news, this woman took a stun gun because her child wouldn't get up to go to church. And she stunned him. She sure did. And what did he do? He called the cops on her. That's what he did. I'm just a preacher, amen. That's all I am. We need to love our children, amen, and take care of our children. And our children will trust us and have some confidence in us that mom and dad loves me and want the best for me. My dad, my mom wanted the best for me when they gave us that castor oil. Now, you don't know anything about that. Young people don't know anything about castor oil, but I know something about it. When there was literally worms in our bodies, and they had to give us castor oil to get those things out. They did it because they loved us. And, you know, castor oil didn't have a taste to it. Nasty stuff. But they gave it to us, not because we lacked it, but because they loved us. That's right. In closing this morning, my last point, shall not we weep over the loss? Shall not we weep over our lost loved ones? Should not it bother us if our loved ones are lost and on their way to a devil's hell without God and without Christ, going to a Christless eternity? Should not we weep over our lost loved ones? Friend, I believe we ought to weep over them. Why, preacher? Because Jesus came from heaven, amen. It was so important to him and God. He is God. It was so important that he slipped out one day out of the portals of glory. Came down this old earth, robed himself in human flesh like you and I, and he walked among men. And he taught men. And he could say to them, I've come from my Father. I come from my Father. I came from heaven. God thought that much of us. And he didn't finish there, but he knew he was going to an old rugged cross. And he went steadily to it. Not my will, but thy will. He wept in the garden, but he came. Dear friend, why he died, that men, women, boys, and girls could be saved, and that we can take the gospel. And then he allowed us to be a part of taking the gospel. He gave the church a great commission to go into all the world. Now, he could have did some other way. Yes, he could have. He could have. He could have done some phenomena, amen, caused man fall to their knees like he did that day at Mount Sinai. You remember the people said, I want to hear God myself, Moses. I'm tired of listening to you. And God said, get them ready. Get them ready, Moses. Tell them to go down and stand in front of the mount. But tell them don't get too close and don't touch it, because I'm coming down. And the Bible said he came down to that mountain, and man, some things started happening. And they said, tell him to hush. Tell him to hush. Moses, we'll listen to you. We'll listen to you. Friend, God could have done that. But no, he gave us the Great Commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the church has a responsibility to go, not only to the foreign nation, but right here locally. We need to be witnesses of him. We need to be willing to tell others that Jesus died for their sin, for your sin. Friend, I don't know about you this morning. I wonder this morning, are you saved this morning? That's a Bible word. Are you saved? Do you know for sure, without a shadow of a doubt, that if you die today, you go back and be with the Lord? Have you trusted in him as your personal Savior? Should not we weep over the loss, our lost loved ones, our lost children, our lost wives, our lost fathers, our lost husbands? Shall not we weep? I say we ought to weep for them, for them. Every head bowed and no one looking around. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, I've tried to lift up your name this morning. I've tried to show some things, Lord, concerning the scriptures. I pray now that you would take this moment and draw to yourself. God, only you can draw to yourself. And I ask you this morning, would you draw some soul this morning to yourself? God, would you take that one maybe that's become cold and indifferent about the work of the church, and God, you convict and drive and show the great need of our nation, of our home, and of our families and of our marriages, Lord, and in the need for our loved ones. God, would you draw to yourself? Dear Christian friend, I don't know whether you're here this morning or not, but I wonder this morning, if you just bind up your hands and say, preacher, I know without a shadow of a doubt, I have assurance today that I'm saved and I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Let me see by your hand this morning, preacher, I know I'm saved. Just up and down, just up and down. Thank you so much for raising your hand. Thank you so much. Now, you're here today and you've not trusted Christ this morning. We want to invite you this morning to an old-fashioned altar. We also, if you'll come and say, preacher, I just need to be saved. And then we can take the Bible, have someone take the Bible and can show you from the Bible how you can be saved. How can you just trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he has done for you? Now, Lord, this morning, we thank you. Thank you again, God, for this message. I pray you'd bless it now as we give this invitation. In Christ's precious name, we ask it. Amen and amen.